Earth Day 2018 has come and gone, but environmental groups in Wisconsin continue to call attention to their concerns, including climate change. A Madison-based foundation has launched a website it hopes will spur action to protect the warming planet. And there is an Earth Day connection. Tia Nelson is heading the Climate Change Initiative. Her dad, former Wisconsin Governor Gaylord Nelson, founded the Earth Day movement 48 years ago. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz visited Tia Nelson to get an introduction to her group's new effort.
Her office has a sensational view of the state capitol, but Tia Nelson pulls the shades to sharpen the image that a computer is projecting onto a conference room wall. It's a dramatic satellite view of the Earth slowly rotating as the sun blazes in the background. More images unfold, intensely populated, highly industrialized landscapes.
Consider this. In only a few decades, the world's population is projected to hit 10 billion.
A giant ice formation crashes into an icy sea. The narrator asks,
will we be prepared?
Nelson is managing director of climate at the Outrider Foundation. It created the website, Nelson said, to educate people.
Learn how climate change impacts you and all of us, no matter where we live, from coastal cities to America's heartland. Learn to understand local impacts and, most importantly, what we can do about it.
Let's take a look at the early science.
Nelson switches to another page on the website, showing a timeline. She says scientific discussion about climate change began more than 180 years before former Vice President Al Gore's documentary film, An Inconvenient Truth, created a buzz.
Who's the first person to put forward the theory of the greenhouse gas effect? It's a French mathematician, Joseph Fourier. That's in the year 1824.
Nelson says her team didn't have to travel far to collect the latest research.
We contracted with the University of Wisconsin Center for Climatic Research. That's the oldest climate research center in the United States.
A Philadelphia-based web design agency wove the data together to create a visually compelling experience. With a few clicks, users can see how the changing climate directly impacts the region where they live.
Let's look at the Midwest. And you'll get a high-level picture of some of the important climate impacts. A decline in cold water fisheries, especially trout.
The species needs cold, clean streams in which to spawn.
Stressed farmers, farms, and farm animals. Now, the growing season is expected to lengthen slightly, but that will be offset by more extreme and intense weather events, more extreme rain events, more extended droughts.
Nelson realizes the web content might alarm some people, but she says the information is meant to motivate, not immobilize.
To make these issues feel real and immediate, accessible, understandable, and as frightful as they can be, give the viewer the knowledge that they need to become engaged, informed, and inspired to act. And we're here to help empower people to do that.
Nelson says in the coming months, she'll be writing articles and giving lectures, sharing stories about people and programs that are already making a difference. She says with a laugh, she didn't expect to be carrying her father's legacy forward in a complicated 21st century world, but says she intends to give it her all.
If we act now with a sense of urgency, we have an opportunity to prevent the worst outcomes. But only if individuals and all levels of society act.
With those words, Nelson raises the shades, allowing sunlight to stream into the room, saying it's time for her to get back to work. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.